Hi everyone, this is Mariana. Welcome to your WOW Rap. My prayer for us today is that God will fill us afresh with His joy, peace and hope that truly transcends all understanding. That He will give us the strength to persevere despite obstacles and live hope-filled lives that brim over with thanksgiving and praise. Let's worship our Lord for His direction, compassion, promises and blessings over our lives. May we bloom in and out of season, so that we may grow into all He created us to be, all for His glory. Our scripture for today is from Romans 15 verse 13. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, through the experience of your faith, that by the power of the Holy Spirit, you will abound in hope and overflow with confidence in His promises. So let us be determined this week to open our ears to hear. We read from Jeremiah 33 verse 3, "Call to me, and I will answer you, and I will tell you great and hidden things that you have not known." Do we know God's voice? Are we intentional about getting into our quiet place, becoming still enough to hear His whisper? Or are we so distracted by the noise and busyness of our lives that we miss His call? Let's become intentionally aware of who and what we listen to. Let's seek and listen only to the voice of truth, the voice of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And let's not only listen, but obey and trust Him as we stand on God's word and His promises. And let's be determined to fill our hearts with hope and thanksgiving. Zechariah 9 verse 12 tells us the following, "Return to your stronghold, O prisoners of hope. Today I declare that I will restore you to double." How beautiful is the idea of becoming a prisoner of hope. To be imprisoned by hope, we need to be found in Jesus, knowing and trusting Him in and through all circumstances. This means knowing that He is with us and for us. It's an eager expectation to meet Him in every aspect of our lives. It's a confident trust in the promises and plans He has for our lives. It's about filling our hearts with gratitude and joy as we look upon the compassion and faithfulness of our loving Heavenly Father. It's about fixing our eyes on Jesus so that our hearts remain steadfast in hope and our words resound with praise and thanksgiving. And let us bloom where God has planted us. As we listen to God, obey His word, and allow Him to fill us afresh with hope, peace and love, may we flourish and grow into all our Heavenly Father created us to be. May our lives be like a beautiful flower, blooming in every season, bringing joy and beauty into the world around us. Now, let us stand united as we pray together.
Jesus, you seem so confident. You say that your sheep will not follow the voice of a stranger, that your sheep will flee from that voice. And so it is our prayer that we, as your beloved sheep, would indeed reject and flee from any voice other than your sweet, tender, loving voice that is always the truth.
Lord, thank you for your compassion towards our fragile hearts and your kindness when our courage seems so feeble and our strength gives in. Lord, we know you are never far. And Father, thank you for picking us up time and time again. Lord, we ask where our hope seems to waver, that your presence will warm us all over again. Open our eyes to your joy and remind our hearts that this world is not our home. Holy Spirit, we ask you to come and to melt the ice of our heartaches and disappointments until even the barren is beautiful.
Lord Jesus, thank you so much that our gratitude is not positive thinking and it's not trying to be happy when something bad happens, but we can find you and we can see there are so many things we can be grateful for. Thank you for your salvation, for your beautiful name. Thank you for all the things that you have given us, people and gifts. And thank you that we can be obedient to you and find something to be grateful for in every situation that you let us face.
Our Father in heaven, Lord, we come to you in the name of Jesus, in the precious but powerful name of Jesus. We come to you as humble, your humble creatures, Lord, but we also know, and we read it in your word, that you've made us each, you created us each uniquely. You handpicked us, each one of us individually, uniquely, with our own identity, with a plan unique to each one of us for our lives to bloom, to flower, to produce a fragrant smell for your kingdom. So Lord, we ask you, allow us to understand if it's your will, where you are heading with us. Help us to see things from your perspective. Help us to see ourselves, the beautiful flowers that we are, even if we're waiting to bloom. Help us to see ourselves and others through your eyes.
Father, thank you that we can confidently proclaim and declare that you are a trustworthy promise keeper. Father, sometimes our circumstances reveal everything but favor, and we are confused and bewildered. Lord, but that does not shake who you are, and that does not shake what your promises say concerning us. Help us to trust you. Help us to trust you, Father, because you are faithful. Thank you that I can pray this in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Keep safe, be blessed, and have the most wonderful week.